Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru, and great to have you on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. I haven't done this for a very long time, but I think it's about time we do another podcast which gives you a bit of a kick up the backside. See, I had an email a few weeks back, and I've been sitting with that email after our conversation going, how can I best use this to be able to motivate other people, to give some insight into other people and allow them to go, maybe I'm doing some of those things too. Maybe I've got to get out of doing those things and get back to doing the things that I know are actually going to work. So I had an email a few weeks back from a person who said, Michael, this just doesn't work for me. So I gave them a call because I was very curious around what doesn't work for them. So I gave them a call, and that was one of the first questions I said. So what is not working for you? And they went on and probably a good 3-4 minutes how they went on and about no one wanted to partner with them, and they tried to get people to be able to do things and people just don't do things for them, and they end up not being able to get people to promote things for them. And so it was a bit of a story about everyone else to blame other than themselves. So I had a bit of a look and I sort of started asking these questions. I said, so how are you managing your relationships right now? That's a big thing for me. In fact, it's so big that in my weekly, I want to get 10s in all of these areas of my life. Relationships with external people is actually one of the things that I ask. What am I at a 10 with my relationships with external people? And very rarely am I even getting up to 9. So I know there's things that I need to be doing better still. So when I asked that, they went, well, I sort of speak to people every now and then, but that's about it. Well, that's not managing your relationships with your external people. You're going to be thinking all the time, how do I improve my relationships? How do I enhance my relationships? How do I start the relationship? Are there relationships that need to end? Okay, you need to be thinking about that, not just floating through going, well, whatever it is whatever it is. Because it's not. You've got to start being the person that controls everything to do with your referrals. Right? Not just sitting back and waiting for people to be able to come to you or people to be able to do things for you, but you being in control. When we continue the conversation, the other thing that I found was they were doing a lot of what I'd call C-grade activities. Head down into the day-to-day doing and not above it, working on the business, not creating, not actually being able to enhance all of their front of mind activities, their engagement activities, their referral activities, their cross-promotion activities, their affiliate activities, because they were too stuck in getting stuff done. Now, I appreciate there are times where you have to get stuff done and you have to put your head down, bum up, and you've got to get stuff done. That's fine. But you've also got to have a plan to get out of that mode so that you are on the business and not in the business. And you've heard that enough times from enough other people that you understand what that means. I've been listening recently back to some great stuff of Jim Rohn's, and there's a particular phrase that I'm holding on to right now. And he says, if you don't have the outcome you want, what do you have to do to change to get the outcome you want? So if you're spending too much time in the business, head down, bum up, and that's not the outcome you want, well, what do you have to do to change it? Because you're the only one that can change it. It doesn't just change magically. You're the only one that can make that become different. And that's with everything. So as we continue this conversation, and I'm already getting a great insight to why it's not working for this particular person, I then go and they go, oh, well, I spent a lot of time on the computer and I'm on social media sites and I sort of am looking at different things and sharing things. And I go, okay, interesting. So what sort of things are you sharing? What sort of things are you doing? And I think this becomes just another big thing. How much time are you wasting in being caught up in society rather than focusing on what you should be doing? And this is what I mean by that. How much time are you spending on the census didn't work, on politics, on sharing stuff with Hillary and Trump? How much time are you wasting on things that don't really matter versus getting stuff done. See, I see a lot of stuff out there, and I go right now that I don't even bother reading anything on my newsfeed. I go on and I get done the things that need to get done. I look at the people who are important within my network, but I don't get caught up with all the other stuff. But if you're someone who's creating all the other stuff, well, you're just wasting time. You're doing activities that don't really matter. How about you take some of that time and you do some of the activities that will actually matter? You do get more front of mind. You do engage personally. You do have real conversations around how you can do cross promotions with people. If every time you're not hopping onto social media, you're not creating an opportunity with somebody else, complete waste of time. Because it's that easy to do. All you have to do is look people up, send people messages, and wait for the response. So are you putting 100% into reaching the sorts of goals you want? And I could tell within a 3-4 minute conversation, well, this was never going to work for that person because they were too busy doing everything else that they thought that mattered, that kept them busy, rather than focusing on things that really mattered. So how about you? Are you focusing on things that really matter? Are you creating your referral teams? Are you creating your cross promotions? Are you getting front of mind and engaging with your community? Or are you doing activities that make you think that you're busy when you're not really? So if you were to go out of 10, how strong are my referral teams? Give yourself a ranking. Out of 10, how am I doing in creating a cross promotion every month? Give yourself a ranking. Out of 10, how well am I engaging with my network? Give yourself a ranking. Now, if you haven't reached 25 to 30, so out of 10, 10, 10, you've got a total score of 30. If you're not between the 25 and 30, you've got some things that you could be doing a lot better. But most importantly, those things start from you choosing to do it. We've all got the same amount of time. We've all got the same amount of resources. The difference between those that are getting it done and those that aren't, they make it a priority. They choose to do it. They go, this isn't the way I want it to be, and they give themselves a plan to how they want it to be. They make the outcome work for them, not just float through going, oh, well, it just doesn't work for me, so be it. It can work for anybody. Anything can work for anybody. It's whether you want it to work for you or not, or whether it's convenient for it not to work for you, because it might mean that you actually have to put in a bit more time or effort. It might actually mean that you get some sort of results that you're looking for. So for whatever reason, you go, I'm not at 25 out of 30 at the moment. Well, you need to work out why not. What are the things you need to be doing better in those three areas? And that's not a matter of having to work hours and hours and hours on it. It's a matter of just understanding what you need to focus on and putting a plan in place. Because that's where, for most people, they fall over. Hopefully that's been a bit of an eye-opener. I would love to know how close are you to your 30 out of 30. Okay? And to be realistic, I doubt anyone's at 30 out of 30. Because we've always got some improvement. But if you're around 25 out of 30, then you're doing a great job. And don't worry if you're only 15 out of 30. That's actually exciting because it tells me you've got so much you could be doing and you've got so much money on the table ready to be picked up again. You just got to start building the momentum. You're a new person onto our podcast, please go check out referralmarketingguru.com.au, our resource page. There's some great information there. We've also just launched Referral TV, which you can find at referralmarketingguru.com.au/TV, where we again give great insights, great knowledge, but obviously in a visual TV format rather than through a podcast format. So look forward to being able to hear how you're going. Please make sure you leave a comment below if you've got some things that you can share on our Podbean page. Otherwise, have a great rest of the day, the week, and look forward to being able to speak to you again real soon. Take care.